și și gândul în Geranta. Acolo ești și eu. So today we're continuing our Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. We got, I think, three verses. Which one? 179 to 181. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we can read together first two verses. Text 179. Prabhu kahe Krishna tumara gada prema hai. Jahan netra pade tahan Sri Krishna spuraya. Translation, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you have deep ecstatic love for Krishna, therefore wherever your eyes turn, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. He was replying here, I don't know any way we get. Last verse kind of fit in with last week's class and this week's class. I go back and read last week's the last verse because Lord Chaitanya, to which Lord Chaitanya is replying. Ramananda Bharati concluded, although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I am nonetheless forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis. This discussion is going on. So Lord Chaitanya replied, you have deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, wherever your eyes turn, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. Text 180. Bata charja kahe donhara susatya vachan age jari Krishna dena sakshat darshan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, both your statements are correct. Krishna gives direct audience through his own mercy. So text 181, responsively please. Prema bina kabu. Responsively please. Prema bina kabu na he tanra saksatkar. Prema bina kabu na he tanra saksatkar. Nihara kripati haya darashan nihar. Nihara kripati haya darashan nihar. Prema bina kabu na he tanra saksatkar. Nihara kripate haya darshan inhar. Prema bina kabu na he tanra saksatkar. Nihara ki bhakti haya darasan hai. Prema vina kabuna he tana sakaka. Nihara ki bhakti haya darasan hai. Prema vina no. anything else. Yeah. Ladies. Prema vina kabuna he tamra sakaka. Inhala ki pate hai darasa inha. Come on. Prema vina kabuna he tamra sakaka. Niharapi Patiha Darashanha Prema Vina. Without ecstatic love, Kabunahe, there is never Tanara, is Sakshatkar, direct meeting. Niharapi. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Becomes possible. Darshan. Visit. Nihar. Of Brahmananda Bharati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Without having ecstatic love for Krishna, one cannot see Him directly. Therefore, through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has acquired direct vision of the Lord. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are Brahmananda Bharati, an advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you see Krishna everywhere, and there is no doubt about it." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a mediator between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharati, and his judgment is that an advanced devotee like Brahmananda Bharati sees Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. Since Brahmananda Bharati was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in the person of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the words of Brahma Samhita 5:38, Premanjana Chavita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Vivyeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundara Machintya Guna Sarupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotees, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundara, situated within the heart of a devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Vinmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Tati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Vishakarani Panchakalpa Turvischa Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is a verse there, Stavara Jangama Deki, Nadeki Taramurti, Sarvata Spureti, Sarvatra, huh? Nishti. Vishnumurti, that one sees, just like Lord Chaitanya says in verse 179, you have deep ecstatic love for Krishna, therefore wherever your eyes turn, you simply heighten Krishna consciousness. It says that even one sees stavara jangama, means movable and unmovable living entities are there. And one who is ecstatic love for Krishna, he doesn't exactly see those objects, but he sees sarvatra spurayati ishta deva murti, that he sees his own worshipable Lord. So this is the discussion between Brahmananda Bharati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Lord Chaitanya corrected Brahmananda Bharati from wearing his deer skin. So I had some, this Brahmananda Bharati, he's, some people say he's the godbrother of Keshava Bharati. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's described how he accompanied Lord Chaitanya after he took sannyas. He accompanied him to Jagannath Puri. And it's actually when Lord Chaitanya was getting ready to take sannyas, he confided in Nityananda Prabhu that I'm going to take sannyas. I think it was on the Makar Sankranti day that he was planning to take sannyas. That's in the middle of January. And he told Lord Nityananda that you can inform five people of this, my plan. One of these persons was this Brahmananda. He told, first of all, Mother Sachi, Gadadhar, Brahmananda, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Mukunda. These five people, you can inform them. In the same Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Srila Prabhupada also mentions like that, it mentions that because there's actually two Brahmanandas, there's a Brahmananda Puri, who is a godbrother of Ishvara Puri, and it's particularly mentioned there that Brahmananda Puri took part in Lord Chaitanya's Navadvipa pastimes. So it seems I have trouble reconciling how these two people are one. What? Because I double checked. It's in the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purports. Brahmananda Puri took part in Lord Chaitanya's Navadvipa pastimes. And it's mentioned that Brahmananda Bharati accompanied Lord Chaitanya to Jagannath Puri. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu told Nityananda to inform Brahmananda, one of these Brahmanandas, because most of the times it just says Brahmananda. But anyway, these two great personalities were there, both in Jagannath Puri. They were two of the nine roots of devotional service like that, that was established by Lord Chaitanya. And here we're talking about this vision of the advanced devotee. Now here, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Brahma Samhita, very interesting, also seemingly almost a contradiction. How you can see Santa Sadeva Rideyeshu Vilokayanti. Vilokayanti is the seeing. And where? Rideyeshu. How you're seeing in the heart. So this seeing is not what we are doing generally, what materialistic persons are doing in this world. Who are they see only external. They have no vision of the Lord, what to speak of internal vision. They can't see in their heart how they can see Sham Sundaram. So that is mentioned also. That is a verse that they have in the 15th chapter. What is that? Utkramantam Martam? Utkramantam Stitam Vapi Punjanam Bhagunanditam Vimuda Nadu Prashanti. Pashanti jnana chakshusha. Vimuda nanu pashanti. People, they don't even see how their own body is changing like that, how they're with pramantam, how they're situated in their bodies, with pramantam stitam vapi. No, pramantam means to move. We're moving in the body from body to body. Correct me if I'm wrong. And stitam means to be situated. What? Quitting the body. Okay, quitting the body with pramantam. Quitting the body. How the living entity quits the body. Everyone's quitting the body. What is that? Ahani, ahani, bhutani. Gachanti yama yam mandi. Sheshas tavaradichanti. The sheshas, they're... So who's our remaining? Sheshas tavaradichanti. He wants to stay. Stavara, again, that stavara comes up. Maybe the one's staying. He's not moving. Ichanti, he wants to. That ichanti is a desire. He has a desire to stay. But he can't stay. They can't stay. They're vimuda nanupashyanti. They have no vision that you can't stay in this material world. You can, even if you make some kind of adjustment that you think, oh, it's a nice place, but you can't stay. Therefore, they're kimascharya mataparam. Therefore, that's the most wonderful thing in this world that Yudhishthira Maharaj explained, that people are seeing all these things going on. Now, yesterday you had some opportunity to listen to Srila Prabhupada's lectures. He mentioned also something about this faculty of seeing. In one lecture, he was explaining what does it mean, seeing? If you're sleeping somewhere and someone comes with knife, or if there's fire or something, your friend may be there, he says, hey, get up, watch out. And Srila Prabhupada says, this way you are seeing not with your eyes, but you're seeing with your ears. It's very practical. You can experience. You're sleeping and some danger or something happens. You hear some crash and you see something is going on with your ears, not with your eyes. So this is the actual system of Vedic knowledge. There's a very many different sampradayas in India. We spent some time in India, and there everyone, they'll chant nice verse that we chant. We all chant, they chant, everyone chants. Oma jnana timarandasya jnanandana salakaya. Chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shri guru nama. That the spiritual, I was born in the darkness of ignorance. Ajnana timarandasya. Then, what is that? Jnanandana salakaya chakshur unmilitam jena. That the tasmai shri guru nama, the spiritual master, we offer our obeisances to him. Why? Because these eyes that are covered with this darkness of ignorance since the time of birth, were born in the darkness of ignorance. He's opening them with this jnananjana, the ointment of knowledge. Jnananjana, chakshur means the eyes, unmilitam, he's opening, he's illuminating our vision with this torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, what is that? Vimuda nanu pasyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusha. Pasyanti jnana chakshusha. We can see pasyanti jnana chakshusha with the eyes of knowledge. One can see. And then, of course, that seeing, it's not simply just to see with some knowledge, but one has to actually have this Krishna Tamara Gada Prema Hoya. That one has to actually have not only just some knowledge. Knowledge is someone can theoretically discuss so many different things, but one has to actually have Gada Prema for Krishna. One has to have deep love for Krishna. Then he can actually see that what sarvatra Spurayati Ishtadeva Murti, then he can see everywhere Krishna. That is a natural thing, that one who is love, affection for something, he always thinking like that. He sees that thing within his heart. So I was thinking about some, because the same personalities are there, that Lord Chaitanya, these personalities that were informed, but that the Lord Chaitanya informed Nityananda to tell them about his coming to take sannyas. They must have been very special personalities. Of course, Mother Sachi is the Lord's mother. And Gadadhar, of course, he's the internal potency of the Lord. And one personality I just wanted to mention in this regard was Mukunda. Because Mukunda, in the pastimes, this what is called Mahaprakash pastimes, this Lord Chaitanya revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Navadvip. Mostly he was always in the mood of a devotee, but one time he manifested himself, his mood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was giving benedictions to all the different devotees that would come before him. He would call them and he would give them different benedictions, offer them different benedictions, and they would also ask sometimes that one person would say that my father, he's not very happy that I'm coming to see you. Please help him, have him change his mentality like that. Sridhar, this dear devotee Sridhar, Lord Chaitanya offered him the eight mystic cities and everything. He says, no, I don't want anything. I just want to have these pastimes of your childhood. Lord Chaitanya used to come and beg the bananas and banana leaf utensils like that from him. But then the devotees, they noticed that, where's Mukunda? Lord hasn't called Mukunda. And they asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, why you're not calling Mukunda? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm not planning to call Mukunda, because he says he's take like a stick and a straw. There's some expression like that, I didn't remember. But sometimes stick, he's sometimes reading this Yoga Vishisht with Advaitacharya. Yoga Vishisht is an impersonal Mayavad topics like that. So sometimes he goes to this camp and he hears from the Mayavadis hears Mayavad philosophy, and it takes great pleasure in that, just like someone taking a stick to beat the Lord. And sometimes when he's in the devotees association, he takes straw in his teeth and pretends to be very humble and meek like this. And so therefore, I don't want to see him. He cannot come here. So Mukunda, he was standing to the side. He could hear something like that. And he just requested the devotees, no, please go ask Lord Chaitanya if I'll ever get his darshan again. So they asked Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, yes, he'll get my darshan again after millions of lifetimes. And we, of course, you know, all know the story, that he was very happy to hear that. He had this love and he had faith. So he took great pleasure. Oh, and he started dancing in ecstasy. I will see him. I will see him again in millions of lifetimes. I'll see him again. So these are two qualities mentioned, manifested by Lord Mukunda, that Rupa Goswami mentions in his Upadeshamrita, that he was enthusiastic and he was patient at the same time. These two qualities are very first ones mentioned, I think. No, Utsaha Nischaya Dargat. Okay, the first two out of the three. So very important that one has to be always enthusiastic in the service of the Lord, and that is mentioned. Very nice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions in this his discussion of utsaha, enthusiasm. He concludes his discussion on enthusiasm with mentioning this as the word shraddha certainly means faith. He quotes Ado Shraddha that one has to have faith. But he says the word shraddha certainly means faith, but enthusiasm is the life of shraddha. Faith without enthusiasm is meaningless. Many people think they have faith in God, but because they have no enthusiasm, their faith has no meaning. Therefore, due to lack of sadhusanga, they do not perform devotional service. So, that enthusiasm was displayed by Mukunda, and he was immediately called by the Lord, "You can come and see me now." So, that is the... we want to see the Lord somehow or other. That is the, we want the Lord to see us. Of course, that was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's version, that we want to act in such a way that the Lord sees us. But how we can do that is by acting in this different, displaying all these different qualities that are mentioned. Srila Rupa Goswami, Utsaha Nishchaya Darja Tat Tat Karma Pravartana. All these, and again, that one engages in the six loving exchanges, the Dati Prati Prinati, offering gifts and receiving gifts, and hearing about Krishna's topics like that. That's also mentioned. In this regard, very important, because we're talking about seeing the Lord and hearing, and there's a very nice verse in the third canto. I'll just read here. It says, "Tom bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsa roja ase shutekshi tapato naninata pumsam yad yadya tarukai vibhavayanti tat tad pur pranayase sadanudahaya." It's very interesting. It says, "My Lord, oh my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing." Same what Srila Prabhupada gave that example, hearing by seeing by through the ears. "Your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you." So this is the process of developing affection, transcendental love for the Lord. To hear, that was the process, perfection that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted from Ramananda Roy, Stani Sita Shruti Katam Tanuvandanohu. To hear, one, in whatever situation one is, he should go on hearing, and this way one's eyes become opened with this transcendental torchlight of knowledge. And going on hearing and hearing, what is that? That Cheto Darpanam Arjunam, all these steps go on, that the heart becomes cleansed, and the heart becomes cleansed, and you can see yourself. The mirror of the heart becomes cleansed, you can see yourself, and all these things become manifested, revealed one after another. Cheto Darpanam Arjunam Bhava Maha Devatni Nirvapanam, the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. And one can come to that stage, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam. He can taste transcendental nectar at every step. Vidyavaruj Jivanam, that the one gains actual knowledge. So this is the process. It's not by with our mundane senses, we can't see, we can't experience, we can't appreciate the personality of Godhead. That's also, maybe earlier we could said, quoted a very nice verse, Atashri Krishna Namadi, Na Bhavet Brayam Indriya. That is mentioned that we can't understand Krishna with our mundane senses. Namadi, all these, the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Na Bhavat Brayam Indriya, that we can't appreciate them just with mundane senses. But Sevan Mukhehi Jivado, Swayam Vivas Pravakyada, if one engages the tongue, I was thinking there was going to be Harinam today, but anyway, there's Harinam every day. We can engage with great enthusiasm in the process of chanting, because in this age of Kali, this is the process. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasdeva, Nasdeva, Gakiramita, Nasdeva, Gakiramita. There is no other process. And this way, actually, it's mentioned that Rupa Goswami mentions in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita, it's a very nice verse, Cheda Dhyapi Didikshayan, Utkantartha Nijapriya, Tam Tam Lilam Tata Krishna, Krishna Darshayatam Vipanidhi. That here he says that even today, Cheda Adyapi, Adyapi means even today, even now, Didrikshayan, that one can have, one can see. It's not that, because Krishna's pastimes, they have two different features like that. Prakat Lila and Aprakat Lila. That Prakat means manifested, one can see, are they happening in this mundane, this external covering like that, Prakat. And Aprakat means that they're not manifest. But that doesn't mean, unmanifest doesn't mean that they're not going on. Because Krishna's pastimes are Nityalila. Nityalila, eternally pastimes are there. So it's mentioned here, Chedadhyapi Tijikshayan, one can see even now, but what is the qualification here? It describes that Utkantartha. Utkanta means very, very enthusiastic, and Artha means just in pain, actually. So much enthusiasm that one is actually feeling some transient, some kind of suffering, that he's so intensely eager to see Krishna that he has some pain like that, Nidya Priya, that very dear people like there. And then Tam Tam Leelam Tata Krishna Darshayat, that he can see whatever pastimes he's meditating on, that just like this Bhagavatam verse, Tad Vapu Pranayase, that whatever transcendental pastime one, because one becomes attracted to some particular pastime of the Lord, different feature of the Lord, and that particular pastime and form of the Lord becomes manifested to the devotee who is very intensely eager. That is also mentioned in the other verse, that lolyam, ekalam mulyam, that one has to, it's the only qualification to engage in devotional services, that lolyam or utkanta, intense anxiety or eagerness like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, yes, you have that qualification. You have deep ecstatic love. Tomara gada prema hoy. Krishna tomara gada prema hoy. That you have this great transcendental deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, wherever you look, you see Krishna. So that is available through the process of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that process to everyone. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Such great fortune is available. One should take it up very carefully, very seriously, and with great enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the life. Shraddha, enthusiasm is the life of that Shraddha. I can stop if anyone has comments or questions. Yes, Hare Krishna.
I was just going to point out that everybody sees by their desire. That there's a verse, I don't remember a little bit of the English, that if a businessman goes into a forest, he just sees how to make money. And a lusty person, he just sees. So we're always seeing through our heart that's contaminated. From the consciousness, you see from your desire and your consciousness. And then of course when you understand the chit, when you understand, what do people say when they understand? Oh, now I see. So we're seeing by, so it's not just that as you're pointing it out. And in the Nectar Devotion, it has that point about, lalasa mayi. That eagerness, loyal, and he says that's the price for the ticket.
Yes.
You get the ticket.
Sometimes other senses are also there. I think Srila Prabhupada gives the example. Sometimes if someone wants to buy some mango or something, he said like that. Let me see. It means no, let me taste. So is it ripe? Are you sure? Let me see. Okay, taste. Yes. Yes. It's, sorry. Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I was thinking of the devotee needing enthusiasm and patience, because it seems like the two would conflict with each other.
That seemed like they conflict, yes. But example is there, that Mukunda, that's such a nice example. I mean, Mukunda, he says, yeah, Harbo, I'll be able to see the Lord in millions of births. Somebody may think, oh, millions of births, that's not very good. But he was thinking, it's very wonderful, because I'll definitely be able to see him in millions of births. So he had enthusiasm that this is nothing. Such a wonderful treasure, and if we can dip at any time, better.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sotaku commented on that verse, that if somebody has the enthusiasm without patience, you'll become a controller freak.
A what?
Controller freak.
A controller freak.
And if somebody has patience, no enthusiasm. If you have a patience and no enthusiasm, you'll become lazy.
Yeah.
So either it's a perfect verse, the way we need both.
Both are required. Enthusiasm and patience. I don't know.
And enthusiasm is quite different than passion, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes people think because you're very passionate about something, you're enthusiastic, but passion runs dry very soon. As soon as you don't get the result, then you lose your interest. Like the story of the fox and the grapes. But Vishwanath Chakravarti describes how enthusiasm is the firm determination to follow through to achieve that goal. In other words, it's not a cheap thing, sahaja. But there's principles to be followed to attain something.
It's almost like the patience is the difference between the enthusiasm and passion.
Yeah. There has to be patience because you know it's like Prabhupada says, a pomegranate fruit takes a long time to ripe. Compared to, you know, but he gave the example just like a prostitute, a man picks her up at night and drops her up the next morning.
Of course.
It's a cheap thing. So sahaja is a cheap thing, but real devotional service is something that one is prepared to be patient to get it.
Famous example is that of a newlywed lady who wants a child. She has to wait for proper time. Patience is required.
Word to word meaning, Prabhupada translated, if I recall, he says, endeavor with confidence.
Endeavor with confidence.
No, confidence. A purport, but in the word to word meaning, he says, endeavor with
confidence.
You're talking
in the next term of instruction.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was very fascinating.
You had something, John Lawson?
You look at these three words, Utsahan Nishjaya Daryat, they're all interrelated. They're interrelated.
Interrelated.
They kind of feed each other.
Yes.
If you examine it and think about it.
All right. Anything else? Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Daryat? Well, the third word is Nishjaya. It's judged by confidence, but sometimes it's also determination or confidence.